Here's the news for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub step of Central Washington for Thursday, January 25th. Residents in the northern portion of Ellensburg may notice discoloration and scaling of water as city crews work to bring the new Illinois well online. City officials advise people who notice discoloration or scaling of the water to run their faucet for a few minutes until the water clears. A photography exhibition focusing on children and their animals is on display at CWU's Museum of Culture and Environment. The Unchosen Ones features the work of photographer R.J. Kern and focuses on the experiences of children with their animals as they compete for grand champions at a Minnesota County Fair. Kern will take part in a visual artist talk at 4 p.m. Thursday in Dean Hall, Room 104. The exhibit runs through March 9. Multiple Ellensburg High School students were honored at the regional solo and ensemble vocal competition this past weekend. Winners were Ryan Off tenor, Pasquale Masuccio bass, Sophia Wilson and Darren Bala women's small ensemble, and Pascal Masuccio, Ryan Odd, Austin Wickerath, Jeremy Wallace and Zayden Jangus men's large ensemble. First alternates were Sophia Wilson alto, Austin Wickerath baritone and Gigi Anderson, Grace Gorman. Maggie Hudson, Vivian Hudson, and Brooklyn Newberry, women's large ensemble. Second alternate was Vivian Hudson, mezzo-soprano. The student advance to the state solo and ensemble competition at Central Washington University on April 26th and 27th. Forecasters from the Northwest Avalanche Center will present at 6 p.m. today at Drew Brew Cleellum Tap Room. They will discuss avalanche safety, weather conditions, and the current winter season. The event is free, but people must RSVP to enter a raffle. Information is available on the Drew Brew website. The Upper Kittitas Senior Center is hosting free ice cream social from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Friday at the Centennial Center. People will be able to create sundaes with a variety of toppings. The annual Keene Winter Fair is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, and that is at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The event features 30 different entities coming together to provide a free, family-friendly way to connect with environmental, educational, and sustainable opportunities in the community. Central Washington University's ROTC will be conducting a tactical exercise carrying backpacks and simulated rifles at Irene Reinhart Riverfront Park from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Signs will be posted at the park, and a person will be stationed at Uptownham Gate and I-90 Underpass Bridge area. Mozart's 268th birthday will be celebrated with a concert of Mozart compositions for the French horn at 3 p.m. That's on Saturday at the McIntyre Music Building. The free concert is a fundraiser for the Central Washington University Horn Club. And tonight, the Spiced Rye Band is going to play up at Mike's Tavern up in Cleellum. That's a 21 and over event. No cover, though, and that starts at 7 p.m. In sports, the Central Washington University men's basketball team welcomes rival Western Washington. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off tonight, and that is at Nicholson Pavilion. The Wildcats and Vikings are tied for third place in the GNAC standings with 4-3 league records. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 36 degrees, sunset is at 4:53 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 29 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Chicken citrus teriyaki, stir-fried vegetables, jasmine rice, and mandarin oranges. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Ellensburg Open Table. And then noon to 1 p.m. at the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch. That's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.